Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The DH, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting eighth. The DH, Walt Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bosman. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hairman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Melton reaches second base with a double. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to third. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Hairman reaches second base with a double. Reichardt scores. Muser moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Muser scores. Hairman moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Leon moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Brent Strom now pitching. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp bunts towards the mound. Strom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bucky Dent now playing third base. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Ellis moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 White Sox. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brohmer moves to third. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brohmer scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Rich Gossage now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alvarado for the out. Leon moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon moves to third. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sharp takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to home to get Leon. Kelly moves to third. Sharp moves to second. Two outs. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Andrews now playing third base. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards second. Alvarado catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Chambliss moves to third. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Muser strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a line drive towards first. Muser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Hendrick goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Cy Acosta now pitching. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvarado. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Alvarado steals second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strom fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hendrick. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Hendrick steals second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hendrick moves to third. Ellis moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gamble. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leon bunts towards the mound. Strom fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to third. One out. Ray Lamb now pitching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Sharp reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May is walked intentionally. Dick Allen pinch hits for Mike Andrews. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Sharp moves to third. May moves to second. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Johnny Jeter pinch hits for Tony Muser. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Allen now playing first base. Hank Allen now playing third base. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acosta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick bunts towards the mound. Acosta fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Brohmer moves to second. One out. Terry Forster now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Brohmer moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.